Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Prairie Industries, and by BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions. With such a variable start to the growing season, it's hard to pinpoint what diseases could pose a threat to crops. Red River Marketing salesperson Leah Johnson recommends a few diseases to be on the lookout for.
It seems like Mother Nature still hasn't decided what kind of growing season we're going to have. But for corn, I'm always very conscientious of Goss's wilt. Goss's wilt is a unique disease because it's a bacterial infection, so no fungicides, there's no treatment for it. Once you have it, you have it. For farms that are planting more corn on corn, we're just seeing that becoming more of a risk factor, especially for a disease that we can't treat for.
Johnson says the change-up of planting plans could lead to greater chances of certain diseases.
A big concern of mine this year, especially if we're going to have back-to-back dry growing seasons, for soybeans, would be soybean cyst nematodes. I just see that we don't really know what our soybean fields have as a baseline for cyst pressure. Because of the late planting, I do think that there was more soybeans on soybeans planted this year because we couldn't get the corn in timely or we couldn't get the small grain in. And the best way to test for cyst is to be out there in the standing beans and getting some samples.
In the Valley City area, Darren Anderson just finished planting yesterday.
Yeah, it's been a trying and stressful spring. There's no doubt about that with all the excess rain that we've been dealing with. But we went up until yesterday, got as much as we could get in done. Our corn acres are down significantly from what we had planned. We probably only got about 60% of our corn planted. We diverted a few of those acres later to soybeans and a little bit of really late planted wheat, and the rest of it was prevent planted. So it's been an interesting spring, and as it has been for pretty much everyone in the state.
Anderson says crop maturities are all over the board.
Yeah, but my dad and I were just talking about what needs to get sprayed, and you know, we've got some early planted corn and some late planted corn, and same with the wheat and same with the beans. We got beans that are, you know, have a full trifoliate and putting on their second, and we have beans that are just going to pop out of the ground here in the next couple of days. So it's going to be a challenging year for keeping the spraying, the sprayer cleaned out and on the right crop at the right stage. But, you know, I will say the crops do look pretty good, you know, for all the stress they've gone through and the tough planting conditions that we planted into. Things look fairly uniform. They came out of the ground fairly nice. And I would say that the crops look good of what's actually emerged and up and growing.
Carrington farmer Kaylor Rosenau says they can't catch a break from these rains.
They've been pretty wet this entire spring. We've had timely rains that have stopped us from mowing. It's just caused us to have pretty late spring. We actually just got finished up planting soybeans here recently, and we just got stopped by rain again. Just yesterday was a half-inch rain that came to Carrington, and then there's more before that. It's just very inhibiting. You got to wait for the ground to dry out. We've worked stuff twice, actually, to try to get it to dry out so we can go plant it. It's hard to get a momentum going. Every fourth or fifth day, you have to stop.
And Rosenau says they're considering warm season grasses in that prevent plant ground.
That's the million-dollar question on our farm right now. We've been looking into like a sedan grass, sorghum sedan grass. Not so much looking at cover crop recipes right now. We still want to utilize and try to get revenue off of a hay stream. But our issue is we're mostly grain farmers. We don't have haying equipment. You would have to find somebody and custom do all that if you wanted to do the hay. But I don't think we'd have a shortage of ranchers who would want to do the hay.
Winfield United Regional agronomist Kyle Oakey says the Dickinson area experienced heavy hail last night.
So I live right in Dickinson, and I don't know how big that swath was that went through for hail, but Dickinson was the bullseye on where that hail fell, and whatever crop that was up or trees, other vegetation, it wiped it all out. It was a pretty heavy pea-sized hail with some pretty damaging winds. For the wheat that was up, it's probably going to take that out. We have corn that's, I would say, 3 to 4 leaf. I would say anything that was in that path, it's wiped out. So anything emerged was wiped out. We've got corn up. We've got peas, lentils, wheat, but don't know the extent of the hail that went through.
Oakey says other than the small area that received hail, western North Dakota looks good.
Well, let's put it this way. Back in March, we were setting up again to have another drought. That's what the mentality was. We had a really open winter. We really didn't think that we were going to have very good conditions going into spring. We actually, in some places, started seeding crop early to mid-April. And then that blizzard happened. And since, we've been receiving rainfall at least once a week. And has it slowed down planting progress? Absolutely. But it's not to the detriment like you see in the eastern part of the state.
University of Minnesota has released a new spring wheat variety called MN Rothsay. The University of Minnesota wheat breeder Jim Anderson says MN Rothsay has straw strength comparable to Linkert, but has about 10% higher grain yield. And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Crary Industries, and by BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.